This week kicks off our new season of On the Block, a season we're calling After the Block. Interviews with former house guests, reality TV stars, and reality TV producers about what it's like working on Big Brother or other TV shows. I hope you find them interesting, unique, and not like the other interviews you'll hear. I'm very excited to kick off this season with a very special guest. She brought us hits like Hi America, Fuck Sarah Beth, and I Said That Shit, and was America's favorite house guest, BB23's very own Tiffany Mitchell. I hope you enjoyed the interview, and if you want to be the first to know when our new episodes drop, subscribe wherever you're listening and rate and review our podcast. Here is Tiffany Mitchell. Well, first, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, that's
good. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for inviting me, for making time for me.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for making time. But this is just going to be super like casual fun. You've probably talked a ton about Game and all of that stuff. So I will try to make it a little different than what you've done in the past.
Okay.
So as an icebreaker, I thought we could play a little game.
So
let's do a Big Brother version of Would You Rather.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So the first, would you rather have to be a third nominee until jury, but you get to play in every veto, or you're safe until jury, but you can't play in any comps?
I'm safe until jury.
That's a good one. Okay. Number two.
I'm taking safety.
That's right. Would you rather be a have-not for 3 weeks in a row or have to eat the same three meals all summer?
Give me the same three meals all summer. Give me the same three. You guys do not understand.
Is it the cold showers, the slop, all of it?
It's all of it. I did not really mind the have-not room, but the slop, oh gosh, and the cold showers, who can wash their hair, shave their legs, all of that wonderful stuff in a cold shower? No, that's thank true. You.
How many times were you a have not?
Once.
Yes, queen, of course.
I was skating through. I was like, no, 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 no. Like when it came time to choose have nots, I was like.
I love that. All right, two more. Would you rather play in an all-star season with someone from your season, but then you've got that big target on your back? Or would you rather go in as an underdog with no close friends?
Going in as an all-star with somebody from my season.
It's a good call. All right, last one. Would you rather, as a jury member, have access to the live feeds of the Big Brother house? Or be on live feeds from the jury house?
No, no, no. No, no, no. Listen, I was in the jury house and I could not sleep for wondering what was going on inside the house. Definitely the live feeds. Like, I wanted to find somebody. I was like, oh my gosh, is there a guy that's going to come cut the grass so I can just ask him, like, hey, who won the HOH? She's going to be like, what is she talking about? I wanted to know so bad.
Oh, I love that. All right. So now let's just dive in. I mean, I'm really curious. You have had such success post Big Brother, which obviously we've been fans on our podcast from literally we did like a Big Brother bracket when all we had were the bios and everyone was like, Tiffany, she's going to be mama bear in the house. She's going to go really far.
Oh my goodness.
Huge fans. So what is next? What do you want to do now?
I am actually looking to transition a move. out west and trying to get my career going, which is part of the reason why I'm still out here. I'm taking care of business, which my family already was aware of before I even left to go on Big Brother. This was always the plan, that I would, you know, work on some connections here and try to see what I could do here. And, you know, we're so locked into these contracts that we are limited to what we're able to do immediately outside of Big Brother, but I'm looking at some things. I really am in some entertainment. So I may not be gone from the big screen. You know, I may be back in some capacity. I just don't know when and what.
Amazing. Well, I can't wait for that. So I'm actually based in LA. So excited to have you out here and maybe buy you a drink sometime.
Oh yes, you can buy me a drink.
That's amazing. And so, yeah, I actually saw on Twitter that sounds like Christian's flying out here.
He is. Yes. Like ASAP. He,
oh my gosh.
Probably got less than 24 hours, but yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting. How excited are you to see him?
I'm really excited. He's my son, but he's like my best friend. Like, we've done so much together. He's seen so much of my growth. I've seen him. I'm a kind of a cool mom. So, you know, we talk and I like that we do talk so freely, because it allows him to be comfortable and be honest with me. So I'm like, you want to come kick it in LA? He's like, yes. So I was like, we're going to go do some things. He's like, I don't even care. I'm just trying to come. I was like, well, just come through. So,
oh, yeah, I love that. Here. Oh, he's gonna have so much fun. Will this be his first time here?
It is, but he travels a lot. You know, he loves water. He loves to swim. He loves the heat. He loves outdoors. He camps. So he's just going to explore. I know that. So I told him, like, you know, we'll see some things and we'll have some fun. He's just like, just get me out of school.
Love that. That's so exciting. So, okay. Looking now, it's so easy. You know, hindsight is 2020. You're seeing.
Oh, mine is.
Seeing all the success. But when you went in to the Big Brother house, did you feel like it might have been a risk to try to work with all of the Black people in the house?
Absolutely. What I knew when I went in and I saw what the demographics were, I knew that I didn't want to be someone who was going to target them. I didn't want to be the reason why any of them left. And so my whole thing when I first saw everybody was like, well, I can't target them. Not like right away. So we all just decided that we were not going to target each other. That was originally the understanding of the cookout. Like, we're just not going to target each other and we want to try to help each other get to the end. And so I knew that it would be a challenge, and I did not really know how well it would be received, but we did not know each other on a personal level. We did not know each other's game. So that was like taking a risk within itself. But I also did not know how it would be received either. And so I used to always say, like, is this risky? You know, is this going to be controversial? But then I had to realize, like, this is an alliance and people do this every season. Also, you know, I've got some things that I want to stand for. And if that's just how I choose to operate, then that's my choice. People choose their alliances however they choose them. Then we kind of developed and transcended into, this is an official alliance.
I love that. Yeah. I mean, as someone, I am a huge fan of this show and I have never seen I've never seen anyone who looks like me in numbers in the house, right? So you have your Baileys, you have your Davons, but it's like, there's not anyone there for them to work with.
Yes.
And so it's so cool to see how, even on a personal level, you all were very different from each other. And maybe in another circumstance, you might not have worked together, but you were like, this is the mission. So I guess my next question would be, when you saw, you know, Hannah, Derek, Kylan, X, all these people, did you think, I still want to win, but I want to help us get to the end? Or were you like, at this point, I want any of us to get to the end and win?
Initially, it was, I want to win. Of course, it was, I want to win. I came in the game to win. So my mind was totally focused on, I need to win this game, and by any means necessary, really. And so, you know, However, once the weeks went by and then we started, we had this master plan to get us to the end. And then I kept seeing the six of us in my mind at the end. At that point, I was like, you know what? As long as six of us get to the end, that's a win for me. I definitely want to win. But then as the week started going by, I started realizing like, Tiff, you might be a target, so you might not win. So I started feeling like I might not win the game, like week five.
Oh, okay.
And that was like when Christian and Sarah Beth were on the block. I started getting vibes like they're not letting you get fired, Tiff. I just kind of knew that, like, and I meant within the six. I could just tell, like, nah, they ain't letting you get the two, girl. You better try to play this game as best as you can.
Yeah. Oh, I have chills just hearing that passion in your voice about like, we just wanted a Black winner. Like, that's just so incredible and so selfless as well. Because I do think like you probably could have toned it down if you wanted to, you know, be a front runner for the six. Right. But you were like, no, I have to win to get us all there. Yeah. And so, I mean, I think, without you winning when you won and playing hard when you did, I don't know if it would have happened. So I think that's really incredible. Love to hear dynamics, how they differ from the Big Brother house and the jury house, because the feeds are off. There aren't cameras all the time. You get to kind of be yourself a little bit more, maybe. Like, that like?
So jury, by the time I got to jury, I was just like, it was honestly a relief, because when you're in the house, you're constantly thinking. Now, when I got to jury, it did not change. I stayed thinking. I just didn't have to strategize so much. Although I went into jury, like still playing the game, I went in there whispering. They're like, Tiff, you don't have to whisper here. So I'm like, oh, okay, my bad. And it was very laid back. We got to paint. We got to do puzzles. We could watch like Amazon Prime or Netflix and stuff like that. We got to listen to music. We got to dance, sing. We could sing. Like, we were in a house where we could not thing. And then because your game is over at that point, you can be more honest about your gameplay. You start to deal with people on a more personal level because there are really no secrets anymore. You get to bond and be closer and share stories because you're not being filmed. So you can talk freely about things that you couldn't talk about in the house. And honestly, the relationships in the jury got really close. Like, we really bonded in the jury, and I probably needed the jury time to just get the relationships on a better level of understanding than they were in the house, because in the house you just really don't trust people are who they say that they are. But in the jury, you're like, okay, now tell me everything about you, and then they're like, no, all of that stuff was true, and you're like, oh, okay.
So did you know?
Sorry, my bad.
Did you know about Hannah being super smart? Did she tell you in the jury house?
No, Hannah did not tell me in the BB house that how smart she was, but she did divulge that information to us at the round table. But Hannah did not need to tell me that she was a prodigy. She did not need to tell me she was a med student. She did not have to tell me she was super smart. I picked up on who Hannah was immediately. I was like, hey, this girl, not is she just cute as a button and sweet as pie. This girl is a genius. I was like, oh, you are just way too smart for me. I was like, come on over here and sit with me. Yeah.
I loved like watching that. We had like a whole episode where we just talked about like when you all formed your final two and just how excited, because we've been watching both of you sort of play your games. And then watching the relationship form and watching you form a final two, I think everyone was like, yes, like this is the final two we've been waiting for. So exciting. And it was so
fun. It gives me goosebumps.
Even now to watch your all's relationship continue has been so cool. And so that's kind of what I want to talk about next. You've done so many interviews about game and all of that stuff. What's it like being in BB 23.5? Like, how's it going? How did that happen?
Oh my God. We love BB 23.5. It is, I guess it's almost like even better. I don't know. We still are making final twos. We still are developing new alliances every day. We still keep certain secrets. Like, no, I'm not going to tell you this, but it's dope. So Todrick Hall, of course, everybody knows there is no secret. Todrick had a nice finale night party for the cast because it was COVID and we weren't going to have a party or do anything. And so he invited everybody over and there were some other BB alum involved. And it was just so great because we wanted to be able to meet BB alum too. You know, we're just as excited about meeting them as they are about meeting us, if not more. So that was great. And then the friendships and the relationships just blossomed from there. Like Todrick is such a giving, warm, loving, sharing, just inspirational guy. He just wanted to make sure that we understood how much we were loved and that we were comfortable. And, you know, I have nothing but love for this guy. And so we actually did have an Airbnb that we were all staying at, and it was so many of us, and then we were moving out, and he's like, you guys can just chill here, I'll be out of town, I don't care. I'm like, are you kidding? I'm like, but I'm coming with people. He's like, it's fine. So we are just, you know, of course I'm in here like running this house again, like, hey, make sure you clean up this, don't mess up that, put that back over there, keep the noise level down, no, we're not having parties, you know. So it's cool. And then we're able to take care of business too. Like we're meeting with certain people that are kind of helping us get our careers forward. We're having our interviews. We're doing things in person. It's LA. Of course, you know what it is. It's the city of opportunity. So, you know, we're in the position now where we can just go out and instead of going back home and losing the momentum and having to come back, it just, and even my family said that, like, it's just better just stay there and do what you need to do while you can. So, you know, so we're here having BB 23.5. And what can I say? You only live once, right?
I think it's so incredible. And knowing how much of a fan Todrick is of the show, it just is like so cool to watch him get to experience this. And then you all, I mean, like I was saying, if it were me, who wouldn't want to stay at Todrick Hall's house post being on Big Brother? Like, who would say, you'd be crazy to say, no, thanks, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
So I just think it's so incredible. And yeah, like soak it in, like take in the moment. It's just absolutely amazing. And it's so great that Christian gets to come out too. And it's just going to be so fun. Patrick
was like, where's Christian? He's like, bring him. I was like, okay. He only had to tell me once.
No, that's amazing. So, okay. Go through the people you shouted out in when you would vote. You would shout out Christian.
Oh my God. I watched me voting. I was like, oh, I am so annoying. If I was at home, I would hate me when it's my time to vote. Like if you don't get, you said like 15 names.
I love it. So they're all back. You're from Michigan.
Michigan. Yeah.
So they're in Michigan. And they're mm-hmm. probably just, were they freaking out when you won America's Favorite Player?
Yes. So, you know, I have a huge support system and I would be totally remiss to not acknowledge the people who allowed me to be able to come out here by handling so many important things that I needed to take care of at home. And so, you know, I never wanted them to feel forgotten or, you know, just not be acknowledged. And I know that on the live show, that's a great opportunity to acknowledge your support system. So I would try to like throw in a couple of names each live eviction so that everyone could be acknowledged. But of course, there's Christian, who's my son. He's 14. He turned 14 on 9/11. I missed his birthday. That's another reason he's coming out here to LA so we could do something for his birthday. There's Sherry. Sherry's my cousin. She's my, like my big sister. She's my best friend. And so like her and I have set up and watched Big Brother and watched the live feeds and been on Twitter. And like, so I knew that she was always watching. Plus she's supporting me. Like, she's taking care of my personal business. So I always wanted to tell her, hi, you've got Mama Pat, who is taking care of Christian for me. So I was always saying, Christian, Mama Pat, Mama Cherie. So I never failed to say those. Mama Pat is my maternal grandmother who raised me. She's taking care of my son, sending them to school. She's super dope and amazing woman. That's like a super woman. And then Mama Cherie is my biological mom, and I love her to death. She is so sweet. She loves my son. I could always hear her saying, go tippy toes. So, you know, I wanted her to know, and I didn't tell her that I was coming on the show. So I know she did not know, because she's a Facebooker, and she would just get online like, I'm not going to tell anybody. But then she'd probably make a post like, so what would you do if your child was leaving for 3 months? And I'm like, no. So then my best friend, Trina, we went to high school and we went to college together at Clark Atlanta University. You guys saw me wearing the hoodies. My girl, Titi, her name is Ashanti. She went to high school with me and Trina. Me, Trina, Ashanti, and Sherry, we're like a nice foursome. We always hang out, do things together, have parties. We like we have big brother games at my house. We don't have big brother games, but we always are playing games. And, you know, everybody gets kicked out in the end, so I go to bed. But, yeah, those are my friends, my family, my support.
No, that's amazing. And so when you found out you were going to be on Big Brother, what was the next hour like? Were you calling people? Were you packing? Like, what was that like?
Oh my God. So, you know, they are very tricky. They never give you the confirmation that you're going. Listen, I did not even know that I was going for sure. Even when they came to film me, I did not know I was going. You never get a confirmation. It's all, you're always selling yourself. So the key reveal is totally genuine. Like, wait, what? This is my key? Are you kidding me? Am I really going? Like, you do not know. No one ever says, yes, you're going until you're leaving. So, you know, it was always a mystery to me. And we all had the same experience. But when I first got the call back was when my hopes were like, oh my gosh, I got a call. Are you kidding? And so, because I applied last year and then I got a call this year, because last year was COVID, they went with an all-star cast. And when I got the call, it was like, you know, you can't tell anybody. You can't tell your son, your mom, your coworkers, your friends. You can't tell anybody. And I'm like, what? So I did tell somebody. I had to tell one person.
Yeah, totally.
I was like, oh my God. I'm like, Sherry, girl, don't say nothing. But I was like, oh, that's why in the house, I always had to talk to America. You have to tell somebody something. You can't hold everything in all the time. But it was so dope. I was so excited. Like, as I was going through my interview process, I had my bag fully packed. In May. I didn't leave till like the end of June. I was like, I'm ready to go. If they don't take me, I'm flying out of here and I'm going somewhere for 3 months. I am ready.
I love that. That's amazing. I mean, it feels like you manifested you being on this show. Like, you were like, I'm ready.
That is a real true statement. I write a journal, and in my journal, last year in like February of 2020, I wrote in my journal that CBS announced the casting openings for Big Brother. And I said, this is my year that I'm going to apply. It's 2020. It's the year of hindsight. I'm applying this year. I looked up the open casting calls. I had a trip scheduled to Pennsylvania to do a casting call there. Then COVID hit and they said, you'd have to send in a video. I was like, whatever. I got the video together. I wrote it in my journal. It says, I am going on Big Brother this year. I am determined to do this. The universe will hear me and feel my energy. I'm putting all the balls into motion that I am going on Big Brother. And it happened. So manifestation is real.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. So what's your relationship like? I mean, we see, you know, your relationship with majority of the cookout because you're with them all the time. Mm-hmm. But have you chatted with Claire recently?
Of course.
So what's that been like? Is she coming back?
Claire, my girl. I don't want to tell Claire's business, but Claire will be Claire's probably going to be coming back. But Yeah, so Claire is my girl. We talk regularly. We have a group chat. You know, we're texting all the time, sending memes, telling stories. It never ends. We do not want it to end. I don't know how to feel about being away, like from the circle, but at some point we will all separate. But we don't plan on it being long. Like, we are making plans to all be together.
I love we want to be together. I love that. So what did you feel when you found out Claire was actually an alternate?
I'm like, that didn't matter to me. I'm just glad they chose the right person, because Claire was my best friend in the house. And we had a ball from day one. We walked in the door together, and the universe just knew what needed to happen, because we needed to be together. And I am just glad that, like I said, it happened the way it did. An alternate, like, Claire is the bomb. She should have definitely just been casted off. Like, we want her. But, you know, honestly, it's interesting, because I did not want to do my video to audition. I wanted to do it in person. But then when I did my video, I'm glad I did, because I realized in person I probably would suck. But in my video, I got to like redo it over and over and over again. But in person, I probably would have been nervous. So I don't know how she auditioned, but in person, Claire is dope.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I think, yeah, going back to your point, it all happens for a reason. It's so funny. Yeah. In almost every interview I've done, people are like, Claire is such a perfect fit for this particular cast it just makes sense. And watching you two become friends was so cool. It actually, I mean, there were moments where I was like, screw the cookout. Let's take these two to the end. Like, I love them. Girl. They're such a duo.
Girl.
I imagine you felt that way at moments as well.
Every day. No. It was a huge responsibility. You know, it was a huge decision. It was a huge choice to make. I have no regrets. But I have said many a times, if I could play this game differently, I would.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, it was, I will say, heartbreaking to watch the end result unfold the way it did, but we were all rooting. Obviously, we were all rooting for you. You won America's Favorite Player. such an amazing thing to watch. But is there anything you wish you would have known going in? Because you were a fan. So you had seen, you know, you were a student of the show. You've seen the show. You kind of know what to expect. Was there anything that you were like, I was not expecting it to be like this?
Yeah, like those memory comps. Golly, get your memory together before you go in that house, and know your mental math. Mental math is a necessity, okay? Unless you have somebody like Derek X that's gonna like tutor you while you're in the house. Just figure it out before and work on your short-term memory. Knowing the comps too, like, you know, knowing what to expect. I was a huge fan of the show. I knew like what the competitions would be like, but a lot of people had done a lot of studying. Like, Claire had this Bible. I'm like, Claire, girl, what was in that book? But, you know, I wasn't expecting that my short-term memory was as bad as it was. And I wasn't expecting that my math was as bad as it was. Other than that, I expected the house to be the house and the game to be the game. I did expect to play a social game. That was always my strategy. That was always my plan. I said that coming into the house. I love people. People do generally love me unless they're hating, but you know, I just was like, you know, I'll play a social game and see how that goes. But I wanted to play a social game and then kind of like say under the radar, knew that that wasn't going to happen. That was my hope. But I don't know if I can ever stay under the radar.
No way. No, I don't think so. You were born to be at the top. So no way. So yeah, I guess that the dynamics among the cookout in the house obviously were different than they are now. It seems like it's all love, which I think is such a good thing to see. But how did you navigate that in the house when it's like, I'm protecting these people, but we're not really getting along on a personal level, but on a game level, I know that we're all kind of moving in a pod. So how did you sort of reconcile that? I mean, we saw a little bit of you sort of going back and forth with I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, are we really in this or are we not? But at the end of the day, you stuck through. So what was that dialogue in your head like?
So I just am naturally a person who is like peace at all costs. I like to get along with everybody. It's way more chaotic for me to not get along than it is to, you know, just to say, okay. And I am a person who will just say I'm wrong even when I'm not, just so that we can dead the situation. And living in a house with people, there is no escape. In the real world, I can go home, you can go home, I can block you on the phone, I can ignore you. But in the house, those things just don't, you don't have any escape. You have to find a way to make it through the situations. And so if there's some disagreements or some challenges, it's best for me to try to find a way to get through those challenges. So I would always try to make up with people that we may have not disagreed or some, we may have some tension there, just to find out what's going on. And even with the cookout, I always wanted us to get along. And I always knew that outside of the game, I would like for us to still have a great personal relationship. So even when people hear me say things like, I didn't want to talk game to Aza, it wasn't that I didn't want to be her friend or I didn't respect her game. It was just that when we would talk game, sometimes we wouldn't agree. And then I felt that it was affecting our personal relationship. And I really wanted a personal relationship out with her outside of the house. And I didn't want our game to get interfere with that. And so I was just like, I know I'm playing like, I really almost wanted to play like a really ruthless game. And I know she didn't. And I don't want her to look at me and be like, I don't want to be her friend. I'm like, no, I love Aza. She's sweet. I want her to be my friend. So I'm just going to like keep all these crazy thoughts of mine to myself so that she'll still respect me in the end. But, you know, I am easily adaptable and I'm a little older than the other house guests, even though I claim to only be 22. You know, it's a lot easier for me to be able to look at a situation, assess it and say, you know what, it's not worth it for me to hold on to that. And I don't hold on to grudges. I can't even remember to be mad. I just don't like it. I'd rather just talk it out, hope that you got an understanding of where I'm coming from. Doesn't mean we have to be best friends, but I'm not going to stay upset because that's just bad for my health.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And I think we definitely saw you put a lot to the side for the purpose of the cookout. And I thought that was very commendable, but also as a viewer, I'm like, oh, I can't, I would never be able to.
I know. Look, never again.
Yeah. So, okay.
To society.
When you go back in the house, and I say when, because when you go back into that house, we're going to see a whole new Tiff. I think we're going to see your real game come out because you're going to be playing, I think, for you, as you should.
Oh yeah.
So I'm very excited to see what that looks like. And this ruthless Tiffany come out.
Yeah. I never planned to play for a mission. I always went in playing to win. I planned to win the money. I planned to win the game. My strategy was to win the game. And, you know, just so happened that there was a higher calling for me going into the house than to win the game this time. And so if I ever play the game again, my mission is definitely to win the season. You know, you take that time away from your family, away from, you know, just away from everything, away from the world to enter an experience and an experiment. But at the end, we are there for a purpose and the purpose is to win the money.
Yeah. For me. No, totally. I mean, especially you've got a family, your provider, like it makes sense that like you're there because I mean, well, at the time you thought $500,000, but then they're like, here's $750,000. Were you shocked?
Yes. I was.
Like,
we all
were just like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And so monumental because I mean, day one, every viewer, I think we all saw like there's going to be a Black winner. So not only are we seeing so many Black people in the house, but we're also seeing the prize money go up. Like how amazing is that? Mm-hmm. When you were cast, did you think, oh, I'm going to be the token Black girl? Or were you like, there might be more people this year who look like me?
I did think there would be like another Black girl because usually there's just one. Initially I was like, when I was applying, I'm like, I don't know if I'll actually even get on. I was hoping to, but I'm like, me trying to be the one and only Black girl that's ever chosen for the season. And I never, hardly do they choose like a lighter skinned Black woman. Like, you know, they want to choose a Black woman that they know America identifies and can look and say, okay, we know that this is a Black woman. And so I was like, I don't even know if I fit the cut, you know? I don't know if I was, if I had enough color to make the cut. And so I was thinking, well, maybe there'll be me and another woman of color, because I, because like last year they did put Davon and Bailey, and I was like, that's dope that they've got two Black women on here. So, okay. I was hoping like, well, maybe there'll be two, but I had no idea that there would be so many Black people on one show. I was like, oh, it's a lot of us.
Yeah. So when you got in, were you sort of like, okay.
I was like, oh, okay, CBS, look what we doing here.
No, I love it. Yeah. We kind of talked a little bit in the past episodes about how this is something that's happening a little bit more now on reality TV, where they're catching up to the times, I guess you could say. What's your hope for this show moving forward? Do you hope that it continues? Do you think it will? Or do you think this was sort of, they, CBS made their statement and now it's back to regularly scheduled Big Brother?
I'm really not sure with the direction that CBS plans to go in. I think it was a good look. I think it was a great move to include to be so inclusive with the diversity. I think that they will notice that their audience probably increased by different demographics, which is a benefit to them. It's a business at the end of the day. And I mean, it brought out a new Big Brother. Like Derek X started inventing like different variations of slop, and we came up and created all these different songs. When you bring in so much diversity, you mix it up a little bit. And so the elements of the house were just really new, because you had so many different people bringing in their different cultures and mixing it up instead of having just the same old thing every day. We were not bored. We were having a great time. We had slop chips, slop cookies, slop rice, slop stew, you know, and those are things that was because of the different ethnicities coming in and saying, hey, well, in my culture, this is how we make this. Let's try to do this. Let's try to do that. I think it would be great for them to continue that. I do think that they will probably continue that. I don't know what the game of Big Brother itself will look like now moving forward, if somebody will try to come in and do this duos master plan. I have no idea, but you know, we'll see. I am actually looking forward to BB24. I want to watch it.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay. So you mentioned this master plan, which you are the inventor, creator, master of the master plan.
Yes.
What or when did you look around and you saw all these duos forming? Did it click for you? And you're like, oh, light bulb, I have an idea.
Yeah. So I knew that we had six of us that needed to move forward. And I was trying to figure out, how do we make a plan to do that? Now, the duo thing was becoming an issue. People were trying to target Christian and Alyssa because they were a duo. And then, well, I was like, well, hey, me and Claire are a duo. And so it's something about my brain that instead of trying to make everything a problem, I just find the problem and like try to make it a benefit. And so I'm like, okay, well, if people are targeting duos and I know that I am a duo, let me make everybody a duo. Let's make duos a thing. So that way, you know, I don't stand out so much. So I started like trying to think of if we could put people together. And then I figured if we put people together, then that makes up our jury if we just get these other couple of people out. So that's kind of where it came from. I'm like, first of all, we got six people. We also need to put, we also need to make up the jury. Who do we want that to be? And can we just partner with the jury and make them duos with us so that we don't all have a separate, we don't have a target for being a duo. I didn't want a target for being a duo. So I'm like, well, everybody's a duo. What do you mean? You didn't notice that they were duos? Yeah, you don't see them together all the time. They're together all the time.
I love
everybody's
that.
Everybody's a duo.
I love it. I think that's, I mean, it's truly genius, which you've heard, I'm sure, from everyone, but as someone who's watched the show, it's like, that is, You do. You eliminate the target off of your back when the reason someone's targeting you is the same for everyone in the house. It's mm-hmm. like, well, everyone needs a duo, so who cares?
Yeah.
And then it was fun because you kind of saw the duos like morph together. Like you and DX became really close, and Claire mm-hmm. and DX, and Hannah and Claire, and like everyone kind of started becoming friends, Hannah and Alyssa. And so it was kind mm-hmm. of fun. It felt like your 6-person alliance almost became an 11-person alliance. And then you just started mm-hmm. picking people yeah. off without them really knowing. And so that was kind of yeah. fun to watch as well. And then I have to ask, we loved you trying to flip votes. It was like the best thing to watch on the show. And I wish so badly just for drama that yeah, it would have had
drama. Crazy super fan jumped
it
out of
showed,
me.
It showed how much of a fan you were, because all the other super fans were like, this is why we watch this show. Like we watch for the flips and the drama and the who voted that way. Like I didn't know that we were doing that, and I was left out, and what's going on, and pointing fingers. It's like that Spider-Man meme where it's like he's pointing at himself. It was so fun. Were you doing that because you were a super fan, or were you genuinely trying yes. to keep Christian in the house?
Both. Like it was the super fan in me, really. I'm like, oh, this is a flip. Like I could flip. I wanted Sarah Beth out of the house. She was on the block. I was like, how can I pass up this opportunity? I could flip this house and get her out. I could keep Christian, who I know is not targeting me, at least not right away, you know. Plus, this is a flip. Like, oh, how fun would it be to flip the house? You know, I casted a rogue vote against Alyssa week one. It was so I came in ready to play the game. Like, I just wanted to do little stuff. And flipping the house, oh, heck yeah, I wanted to flip the house. But,
oh,
you know,
so
I knew for the master plan, it wasn't in the plan for the master plan, but it was definitely in my mind as a super fan. Like, now what?
Yeah.
Could you imagine, Claire, if we flipped this house? Gosh. Like, they're going to be pissed, but we could do it.
It would have been, I mean, it was so funny watching. I mean, just watching back. Have you watched the show back?
I haven't watched that episode. So I've gotten to like, I think we're on the wall comp. So I've not seen a whole lot, but I do want to, like, we're trying to watch it together. Like, I just want to cut it on and watch it, but they're like, no, you got to wait. We got to wait. We want to see it together. I'm like, oh gosh, you know, we're all still in the bubble.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of funny because I've talked with a few BB alum from other seasons and gotten a lot of insight about what it's like being in the house and being in the DR. You have no idea what's aired on TV. Like you've probably said hours worth of things. And you're like, when you watch the show back, you're like, oh, that's what they picked.
Yes. Yes, definitely. I've said, even watching the first couple of episodes that I've watched, I'm like, that's what they aired. Like we gamed so much week one because Frenchie's reign of terror created a whole lot of drama. And there was a lot of game being played in week one. And when I watched the episode, I was like, oh, they didn't know what to do with us.
That's hilarious. Yes, that reign of terror was quite fascinating to watch unfold. A lot of our viewer or listeners had Frenchie as like their winner of the season. And so it was very funny to watch him kind of start out. He was like this cool farmer, wanted, you know, to bring in diverse people into his alliance, wanted women involved. It was very cool to watch for like the first 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then you're
the
like,
first 10 minutes.
What happened? You're like, what is going on? But it was, you know, as a fan, you're like, oh, this is kind of interesting. Like, this is kind of exciting. It was very interesting to watch because had he gotten his way, Christian would have been gone day one, which would have, I think, really changed the dynamic of the rest of the season. So it is kind of funny how like one thing sort of sparks the rest and sort of sets the tone.
It's so funny. It's like, it is any one factor that would change could affect every single thing. So yeah, you're right. Like It's just every, it's like it, every, the ingredients have to be perfectly measured in order for it to turn out just right. And you just never know what that, what the ingredients are, but you just keep playing the game, hoping that you chose right.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's so crazy. So, okay. If I was trying to think of this scenario, and I don't even know if this is like a realistic scenario, but let's just throw it out there. If Derek F was sitting next to anyone not in the cookout, would you have voted for him?
No.
Really? That's okay.
That's a complete sentence.
Okay. No, that's interesting. I mean, I don't think that would have happened. So just to out of pure curiosity for me.
And it's not a personal thing. I just am a huge fan of Big Brother, and I do respect gameplay. And I'm not saying you have to win competitions to win this game, but you do actually have to play the game. And I believe that he was, manipulating some people, or, telling some lies to some people to do that. But to me in the house, and maybe that was his strategy, but he didn't say that. He didn't have enough respect for the game for me to win the game. He did not play a winning game. He did not beat out all of the players in the house that were playing the game. So especially the pre-jury, the members that were not in the cookout, everyone who was not in the cookout was playing a phenomenal game. Derek X played a great game. He would have sat in the final two. I don't know how I would not have given him my vote. Sarah Beth was playing a good game to me as well. She won the first HOH for women. She got Derek X evicted from the house. She was strategizing. She was going after Hannah. She was recognizing things off rip. She was playing a good game. Christian was playing a good game. Alyssa was playing a good game. All of them, I could see all of their gameplay. I could see how they were playing. I could see their respect for the game. Even though Christian was not a fan of Big Brother, he had a respect for the game. And he was always pitching his reasons for staying. He was pitching arguments. He was trying to strategize. He was always playing the game. So when I say no, I would not have voted for Derek. It has nothing to do with on a personal level. It has to do with the way I feel that he played the game and the type of winner I would like to see win the game. So my answer is no.
If you were Xavier, mm-hmm. would you have taken Azza to the end?
Yes.
Do you think he still would have won?
Yes.
I agree. I think, we've said this in the last episode that it would have been really nice to see. I always say kind of, if you make it to that final HOH, you should win first or second, because you've got yourself, you won either part one or part two, which are really important comps. And, you have to win those to kind of even have a shot at the end. Mm-hmm. And so I would have loved to see Azza, and she really turned it on there at the end, winning that double eviction. I mean, she got mm-hmm. on Hannah, but it was heartbreaking, mm-hmm. but she turned it on there at the end. And I was very impressed with her winning she thought she was going to go if she didn't win that. And so I thought that was, very interesting and important to win. But I would have also liked to see her win second place.
I would have taken her, and I expected him to.
Well, so you were pretty surprised?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, it's so interesting just to hear your perspective, because we've seen, again, what they pull from the diary room, but we don't actually get to hear your unfiltered thoughts. So this was amazing. Thank you so much. I know you have lots of things to do.
I really enjoyed my interview with you. You're very fun and bubbly and easy to talk to. So I had a really nice time with you today.
Thank you so much. On the Block is a production of Yes Studios.
Our music is by Harrison Amer. Our executive producer and host is Madison McGee.
Our producer and co-host is AJ Christensen. And our associate producer is Emily Jacques.